step into the minds of South Africa's youngest voters.
Our future, our elections.
So what are your thoughts around the political promises that parties have made about providing free education?
I think there have been like a lot of promises made by all parties, but like nothing's ever been done.
Okay, I personally feel that every political party has their own agendas, and really, I don't really trust politicians myself.
Seeing is believing.
And whatever they say, really, it's just what we want to hear, not what we want to necessarily see. If they were acting on their words, it would have been better.
When it's election time, they do their utmost. Like, once you vote for them and they are there, they don't do the same things anymore.
Given the state of it now, do you think that free education that's been promised is feasible in South Africa?
Yes and no.
I think it is achievable if we were to have like a complete 360 turn in ideology and like within like politics, South African politics and the government.
Yes, I think that it's, if it's a right, if you have the right to an education, I feel that it shouldn't be taken away from you just because you don't have money.
Like, political parties need to start actually like seeing the needs of the country apart from like fulfilling their own needs, and we need to like empower our nation. We need education, we need to teach our youth.
And no, because as the youth, when something is free, we don't really value it as much.
Yeah, on campus for you guys, who do you think the most powerful political party is in terms of talking to the
EFF?
We know how Malema behaves.
Mm-hmm.
You may not say, but he has a lot of points that make sense.
I think that depends on your background and like where you come from. So I would say that the EFF speaks a lot to people that are a little bit underprivileged, because he's giving them these promises which personally I don't think he's actually going to fulfill. It's just a way of like getting votes. He's promising them stuff like land reform without compensation. Like, that's not okay. You can't steal people's land, take it, and then like not give them money for it.
And I feel like we as people, if we actually vote for the ANC as people, we are gullible, because I mean, how many years has it been and nothing has changed?
But then also, if you're like from a privileged background, then I would assume you'd vote for the DA, because like the whole capitalist thing, that's what they go for.
I mean, we've sacrificed more than 4 years on the ANC, do you understand? So I feel like it's all on you, DA, EFF. Let's just try something new. See what happens.